This is Washington's Presidency by Ian, Rob, Haley, Leah, and Jillian. In his inaugural address, he was happy but hesitant to take on the roles as Mr. President. Thomas Jefferson was Secretary of State. Him and Hamilton had many heated debates. Hamilton was the treasurer of the country. He dealt with issues involving money. Knox was Secretary of War for the United States. He made sure that the country stayed safe. The Whiskey Boys were hooting and yelling. The excise tax led to a rebellion. The Federalists thought that the Reign of Terror was crazy. They wanted a strong government to ensure their safety. Gannett came to the U.S. and became a citizen. The rebels in France were trying to get rid of him.
Washington established the Neutrality Proclamation. He thought it was the best for the nation. John Jay sailed to Britain. Then and there, Jay's treaty was written. He said the government needed to be strong if they wanted America to last long. The political parties caused a lot of trouble. Because of them, the problems doubled. When taxes are raised, the people shouldn't fret. It is necessary to pay off debt.
John Adams' presidency. Abby, Ryan, Rachel, Marissa. John Adams was a president who was really unattractive and a Federalist that became really, really active. With Napoleon Bonaparte and the XYZ affair, as well as Thomas Jefferson, the VP who really cared. About a Republican government, too bad there was no settlement, of the hatred between he and Adams, and all of their angerment. Until later in life, then they ended their strife. In the XYZ affair, Talleyrand tried to bribe us. Now that was just ridiculous, so we made a fuss. We went completely crazy, we went berserk, just like Alexander Hamilton, who proved to be a jerk. To a guy who actually shot him, now that's too bad. Although he was asking for it, it was still really sad.
Gabriel Prosser was a slave who really misbehaved. He was strong and brave, joined with many other slaves. Unfortunately, they just could not be saved. Many of them cried, many of them died.
In the year of 1896, Adams was elected. Many upset Republicans openly objected. France, angered by Jay's treaty, seized American ships because they were greedy. So Maurice de Talleyrand sent agents X, Y, and Z.
Adams wanted to pay France 10 million, which made the citizens go into rebellion. They cried out not a sixpence, but millions for defense.
The Convention of 1800 was signed by Napoleon Bonaparte. He promised to stop seizing ships, which long had been his way. Then Adams passed the Alien Acts in 1798. Republicans openly objected because immigrants bit their bait. No longer growing steady, the Republicans weren't ready to become a dominant party in America's new score.
France wanted tribute, but America shut the door. They wouldn't pay no money and wanted to start war. America was chirping like a cricket, so Congress agreed to build frigates. High Federalists were the new party of Alexander Hamilton. The military and Federalist governments are what they wanted to strengthen. Republicans didn't like the Sedition Act. The First Amendment to free speech is what it lacked. Due to their unfair acts, Republicans couldn't count on the Supreme Court. They asked the states to nullify the laws so they could judge its own. Kentucky and Virginia resolutions, each state could judge its own, which went against federalism, which was part of their home.
Thomas Jefferson's presidency by Patrick, Mariella, Derek, and Craig. Thomas Jefferson was the third president. He was loved by many residents.
Even before Jefferson's inauguration, he had to deal with John Adams' Federalist Nation.
Jefferson appointed James Madison as the Secretary of State. He should have appointed the judges Adams chose of late.
William Marbury found out that he was not a judge, so against James Madison, he held a grudge.
John Marshall ruled in Marbury versus Madison. The Judiciary Act of 1798 was against the Constitution.
The court against the Midnight Judge was done, and the court's power of judicial review was won.
Jefferson assured the Federalists the government was laissez-faire and democratic. He didn't want them to get all dramatic.
He thought that the Federalists gave the government too much power. This made the Federalists very sour.
Congress repealed the unpopular whiskey tax, and before that had expired, the Sedition Act.
During his presidency, he pressed the Embargo Act. It stopped all trade right in its tracks.
The Embargo Act caused a lot of hurt, so the Non-Intercourse Act opened trade to most of the earth.
Jefferson purchased Louisiana at America's heart from Napoleon Bonaparte.
It was Jefferson's decision to send Lewis and Clark on an expedition.
They went with Sacagawea's husband as a guide, though she gets most of the credit for leading them on their journey far and wide.
The War of 1812 by Joe, Gabrielle, Jackie, and Bernie. James Madison just became president. The Americans were in the middle of impressment. The British were helping Indians in the Northwest. Why won't the British give it a rest? Madison just decided to declare war. The Warhawks finally got what they were waiting for. The War of 1812 happened in three places. America and the British were fighting for new spaces. Isaac Hull led Old Ironside. The Guerrier's cannonballs bounced off the ship into the tide. The Battle of Detroit was led by William Hull. They had to retreat because of supplies. Isaac Brock and the British gave them a surprise. With help from all but Hazard Perry, America was able to take Lake Erie. At the Battle of Thames, Indian ally Tecumseh was shot in the chest. For the rest of the war, Harrison ruled the West. Dolly Madison was James Madison's spouse. She saved important documents from the White House. A prisoner on a British ship named Francis Scott Key looked on as the British laid siege to Fort McHenry.
But the Americans held strong in a resilient manner, so Sir Francis Scott Key wrote the Star-Spangled Banner. Jackson led Cherokee and Americans in the Battle of Horseshoe Bend. Jackson drove the enemy away. For the British, it was not the most beautiful day. The war ended with the Treaty of Ghent. The British promised slaves, but they never actually sent.